Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Player.fm Radio, and Podbean. I hope you are having a great start to your week. And, of course, today's sponsor is Audible.com. Who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And later I'll be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, tonight it's all about self-care because we're still in May, and I still want to honor mothers, women, aunts, grandmothers, godmothers. And tonight, you're going to hear my conversation with Malvina Davis. And then, of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion of the week. But first, my question of the week was, when was the last time you propped up your feet and did nothing? And I posted it on my social media, and thank you so much for responding. Because on Facebook, Rosemary and Teresa said they had their feet propped up right now. So I usually post it on Sunday. So Sunday they had their feet propped up. Now on Twitter, Elisa stated that she is on her grind and that she'll start in 2020. But I told her that she needs to take moments every single week, every single day, just to really give to herself so she can continue on that grind. So thank you so much for your responses. Continue to respond. And, of course, I'll continue to interact with you on social media. So, of course, I went out there and Googled just self-care. And I found out in 2016, self-care officially crossed over into the mainstream. It was the new chicken soup for the progressive soul. The week after the election in 2016, Americans Googled the term almost twice as often as they did, had ever done in the past few years. And in self-care originally caught on as a medical concept, doctors have long discussed it as a way for patients to treat themselves and exercise healthy habits, most often under the guidance of a health professional. So that is basically where kind of health self-care came in. But before I share with you my conversation with Malvina, I want to just share a little bit of history. Malvina L. Davis, she's a motivational speaker, and Malvina's purpose is to encourage and inspire women who are feeling overwhelmed with the work-life balance to prioritize their lives and their self-care. During her own journey, she experienced a season of overwhelm, emptiness, and stagnation that left her feeling lost and disconnected with herself. Now she shares her 5P self-care system that has helped her and others to reconnect with themselves for a greater sense of purpose, fulfillment, and overall well-being. So, I am sharing with you now my conversation with Malvina L. Davis. Well, listeners, May is all about mothers, and I am so happy to have Malvina Davis. And she's going to be talking to us about, you know, managing our time to put ourselves at the top of the list. Because, you know, as wives, as moms, and even just single women doing things for other people, we are always at the bottom of our list. So I'm excited that Melvina, who is a motivational speaker, is going to be here to motivate us to put ourselves first. So welcome, Melvina.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Janet, and thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
So, Melvina, why is self-care so important to us women?
Self-care is so important. I mean, your emotional well-being, your overall well-being depends on it. As we hear in the airlines, in the case of an emergency, you should put your mask on first. And that is exactly what we need to do, and that is what self-care is to us. It's putting our own mask on first, because ultimately, whether we're married or we're single, when we're balancing work and life and just trying to keep a balance, we cannot serve out of an empty cup.
Mm. And, you know, it's interesting because that's the one thing they tell us when we're on a plane is you put the mask on yourself first so you can save other people. And I think sometimes we forget that. We feel like we just got to keep going and keep going and keep going until, you know, we get burnt out and we get sick. And then we know when the mom gets sick, then the whole household, it's just, it doesn't run smoothly.
That's correct.
So what are some of the signs that we need to, you know, that are telling us that we need to put ourselves first on the list? Like, what are those things, like those warnings that we really like, Janet, you're not putting yourself first, you're putting everything else first?
Well, that's a great question, Janet. I think a few of the signs are, number one, the feeling of frustration, ongoing frustration, ongoing overwhelm, the constant I'm going to say response of anger, and sometimes just the feeling of feeling stuck and trapped. You could be moving what I call looking successful on the outside, but on the inside, when that's telling a different story than what's on the outside, that's a clear indication that there's a disconnect and that you need to take a moment to focus and to prioritize yourself and give yourself permission to prioritize yourself. So those are signs to look out for, the frustration, overwhelm, anger, and just those feelings of feeling trapped and stuck.
Mm. You know, I like what you said, give yourself permission. I think sometimes as women, we don't do that. You know, we give everybody else permission to do this, that, and the other, and even sometimes give people permission to take our time. But sometimes we never give ourselves permission. It's like, you know what, I need to take a step back. I need to just rest. I need a mental health day. And like you said, you know, when you're feeling angry and frustrated, et cetera, then, you know, everybody's sensing it. And sometimes you need to just like, you know what, I need to just kind of take a walk.
Absolutely. Take a step back. Take a deep breath. And as Nike says, just do it. Just do you.
So when we're feeling frustrated and burnt out and angry and tired and all of those things, what are some things that we can do for ourselves that maybe can help us, you know, not feel so self-frustrated?
Well, I think that that's another great question, and there's a lot of things to do, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. We can do things such as just taking some quiet time in our home, even if we have to hide in the bathroom, if we have very young children, taking time out to journal. One of the things that I like to do is get together with a few girlfriends for dinner. I've implemented that in my own self-care ritual, and it makes a world of a difference. Sometimes you have to get out of the house, even if you don't have children, maybe it's still you and your husband. You still have to have time for yourself, you know, as a woman, taking care of that inner woman. Then there may be things like just exercise, taking a bubble bath, hiding in your bathroom, for 20, 30 minutes, putting on your Alexa, your speakers. And one of the things I like to do sometimes is just pamper myself, get a manicure, pedicure, and sometimes just even putting on my favorite perfume impacts my mood, my feelings. And so that is, those are a few things that I would encourage your listeners to do to take time for themselves. And sometimes it's not just about your physical, but about your personal development. You know, perhaps your listeners are, there's a business that they want to birth. You know, maybe there's a hobby that they want to birth. Maybe it's going back to school. Again, going back to giving themselves permission to do those things that are important to the woman within. You know, as I made mention earlier, yeah, we're wives, we're mothers, you know, we're corporate professionals, we may be in the ministry, even entrepreneurs. But if there is something that you know that makes you feel alive, that makes you feel juiced, then by all means, you need to pursue that, because ultimately, though you may play all these roles, to have that sense of fulfillment, to have that sense of value, you have to feed yourself on the things that bring you joy.
And I was thinking about what you said. You know, you're right. Sometimes when I take that bubble bath and I put on, like, my favorite pajamas and, you know, the sheets, the nice clean sheets are in the bed, it's just something, it just, like, relaxes your entire body. And it's just,
yes,
like,
it
you
does.
Really feel like, yes, this is my time, this is me time. But also another thing you said in regards to hanging out with girlfriends, a couple of weeks ago, some friends came from Washington, D.C., and we had lunch together. And it was really nice just being around them, talking about ideas and things that they wanted for themselves and for their business. So, you know, that's key and important, too. So all of those things can really give us that balance and that self-care that we need. So those are some great examples, Melina.
Well, thank
so,
you.
So do you have a self-care ritual or routine that you regularly do now? You mentioned kind of journaling, et cetera, but are there any other things that you do routinely just to make sure you give to yourself and put yourself at the top of the list?
Absolutely. One of the things that I notice that when I don't do, I don't feel the same sense of joy in starting my day, and that is, you know, my Bible reading. I also enjoy listening to motivational YouTube videos, and I also enjoy getting on weekly conference calls. I am a proponent of feeding your mind, and that makes a world of a difference. I'm definitely a reader. A lot of times I try to concentrate on my business reading or self-help reading, and then sometimes, like in the summer and in the Christmas time, I make it a point to dive into, you know, some juicy novel. I don't want to get into a juicy novel all year, because I do want to focus on building my business as well as building the inner woman. But there is nothing wrong with taking time out to get into a juicy novel, because the one thing about reading, you can travel right where you are. So reading, feeding my mind, Bible reading, and listening to motivational videos and CDs is an absolute must for me. And I know that when I go without that, it definitely makes a difference. And for instance, even in my car, I can plug in and tune in as I'm driving, and I call myself I refer to it as a university on wheels. So we may not ultimately have time to get into a classroom, but if you have a cell phone today, there's nothing that you cannot learn. So your phone doesn't just have to be about entertainment, but it can also be a way to provide education for you as well.
And you are so right, Melvina. I mean, because there is so many motivational and inspirational videos on YouTube, and some of them maybe 5 minutes, 15 minutes, depending on how much time you have. So you can always get fed in the morning, and I like that too. I get up, read my Bible, but also I like to listen to something that's going to inspire me to just get out of bed and know that I can. So, and then there are times when I just need something, maybe near the end of the day, just something nice and soothing to listen to. So, yeah, all of those wonderful things are good for the soul and self-care. So, Melvina, you have given a lot of wisdom nuggets this evening. So how can listeners get in contact with you?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to invite your listeners to reach out to me. I can be found on Facebook at Melvina Davis, on Instagram as Melvina Davis, and at Twitter at I Am Melvina. And my business number is 484-808-2426. Again, that's 484-808-2426.
And, of course, listeners, I will have a direct link. So if you click Melvina's name, it'll take you to a site, and you can sign up. And I think she has a nice little goodie she wants to give you. So make sure you check that out as well. So, Melvina, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us and to talk about self-care and making sure we put that into our schedule.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I just wanted to specify that that link, it is a commitment that's called Take Time for the Woman Commitment. So I just want to support your encouragement to have the ladies go and check your link.
And that was an awesome interview. And make sure you check the link. So all you have to do is you just click Melvina's name in the show page. It will take you to the link, and then you can make that self-care commitment to yourself, because we are in the fifth month of the year. We're going into the sixth month, and I know a lot of you out there have made some commitments to yourself. I'm going to take better care of myself. I'm going to put myself first. It's going to be the year of me. Well, you know what? Then make that commitment and go to that link. So I know I was inspired, and I hope you are as well, and just connect with Melvina. Well, our sponsor is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. And all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. You go to audibletrial.com/get organized. That's audibletrial.com/get organized, and you can get started today. And my audiobook selection for this week is The Self-Care Project, How to Let Go of the Frazzle and Make Time for You. I want to repeat that. The Self-Care Project, How to Let Go of the Frazzle and Make Time for You. And if you want to download that audiobook for free, all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, ladies, if you're tired of living with the piles from last year, the year before that, and the year before that, if you are ready to find things the first time you look, like your keys, do you want to better manage your time in your life so you feel like you are in control of your calendar and it's not in control of you? Then join the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It is a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of your organizing challenges, and you receive strategies from guess who? Me, that will help you get your life in order. Now, there is an investment of $7 a month, but the first month will be $1. So it'll give you an opportunity to get into the group and to find out if it's something that you really want to be involved with, can benefit from, because it's a great group of women. It's all women. I decided to make it all women only. You get personal strategies from me, which means that when you post a photo and you post a video or you post a question, I will respond with some detailed strategies on how you conquer that clutter, and I'll be your accountability partner. Of course, I do my weekly, you know, I come on weekly live to see if there's any questions, just to kind of keep people on track, let them know about any resources that I posted. And then, of course, I share some product reviews as well. So, again, go to www.janetmtaylor.com. You go to the Get My Life Totally Organized link, and that'll give you all the details. And, again, the first 30 days will be $1, and after that it's $7 a month investment, but you get access to me. So I wanted to share that with you. So now we want to move on to my Taylor's Tip time. And this time I'm going to just give you some self-care tips. But this is basically really self-care, time management care. Number one, schedule your self-care time. Don't just say, I'm going to take care of myself. No schedule. You're getting your manicure. You're getting your pedicure. You're going to take a bubble bath on a Thursday night at 8 o'clock. You're going to just have a moment of meditation. Schedule those times in. You want to clear the space wherever it is. If you decided on a space in your home, you want to clear the space of clutter if you choose to stay in your home. So if you just choose to have your moment in your house, like you decide you want to have a relaxing time in your bedroom needs to be organized. Have a variety of activities to choose from. You heard Melvina, reading, journaling, hot baths, time with friends. You know, change it up. And add sound and smells to it. Might be music. And then the last thing is repeat. So number one, schedule your self-care time. Number two, make sure the space is clutter-free, especially if you stay in your home. Number three, have a variety of activities you choose from. Number four, add sounds and smells. And number five, just repeat. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Well, for those of you listening who feel like you could really benefit from some one-on-one with me on a regular basis, then I have virtual sessions. And basically with those, we either do them via the phone or we can do them via Zoom. And that's where, especially for people who I do via the phone, they send me a video. They send me photos of their space. I critique it. We get on the phone and I say, okay, this is what you need to focus on first. Once you get that space focused and organized, send me some pictures so I can see some updates. And then the next area, this is how you need to target your organizing project. I help them stay accountable. I am the accountability coach. And I have had some really great success story. One woman, she wanted to clear out a bedroom so it can be a beautiful guest room, and it was full of clutter. And she showed me the pictures, and I said, you need to start on the clothes. She was not happy, and she said, Janet, when you said that, I was not happy. But once she cleared those clothes, she saw the impact. She saw a difference, and it motivated her to finish it off to the point she was so happy that about, I would say, 6 weeks later, the room was clear. And because a friend was transitioning and had to leave and move to the state where she is, she said, Jana, I was able to open up my home and my bedroom to her, my extra bedroom, until she got herself back on her feet again. And that made me feel good. And see, that's the impact of organization in your home and in your life. When it not only impacts you, but because you clear clutter in your home, in your life, in your office, in your time, you can impact somebody else's life. And that's why I love doing what I love to do, people. So make sure, you know, you go to my website, you check out my virtual sessions, and you can even sign up for a free 15-minute session so we can talk. Not that we can get things in 15 minutes, but you know, we can at least have a conversation. So please check it out. Well, of course, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, first of all, for listening to this podcast. But I want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, your sharing. Thank you. And, of course, I want you to check out my Pinterest page and my Pinterest board, Staying Fit and Healthy. Check it out. I've got some cute little things that I've pinned on that board, and I am working on my YouTube page. So stay tuned. Well, today is Monday, and you know what tomorrow is, people? I can hear you saying it. It is Toss It Tuesday. So I want you to go in that bathroom and toss items that you have not used to make room for items you do. You know, you may have want to have some beautiful scents, some beautiful candles, or maybe just some beautiful bath salts. I can't, you know, I'm having a little difficulty saying salt, but bath salts, bubble baths, et cetera. And you want to get some, but unfortunately the stuff that you're not using, that you may not like the smell, you may not like the reaction you had to your body, you need to get rid of it. So clear that stuff out. So that's my Toss It Tuesday tip. Now, my app suggestion for this week is Aloe Bud. It creates gentle reminders to bring mindfulness and self-care into your daily routine. That's Aloe Bud. My repurpose suggestion is using books, shutters, teacups, and more to create order in your home, because sometimes you don't want to let go of some things. Like, I still have the Emily Post book on etiquette and manners that my mother had. So I'm not ready to let go of it, but maybe I create something. So think about that. All those treasures in your home that you're holding on to that are sentimental, create something that can be incorporated into your decorating or your organizing systems. My product suggestion is go to my Amazon shop and check out all the bathroom organizing products available to help you have an organized bathroom. And, of course, my quote for the week is, your breathing is your greatest friend. Return to it and all your troubles, and you will find comfort and guidance. Again, your breathing is your greatest friend. Return to it and all your troubles, and you will find comfort and guidance. Well, next week is Memorial Day, so I will not be doing the show. But coming back in June, we're going to be talking about decluttering your mind, getting organized for success, ergonomics, and jumpstart your third quarter organized. So I just truly want to thank all of you for listening. And, of course, we'll be coming back at an earlier time, too, 6:30. So thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. Please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week. And we'll be coming to you a little early, but you can always download it and listen to it at the time that's convenient for you. Take care.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.